wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session for Coat Tire. Call 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.
We're back from a nice holiday. Purple, did you get one in yourself?
No, Jim. No, we ploughed through. I think Brian and I were the only two who didn't. Yes,
Brian.
And he's dirtied right up.
He takes it well, Brian,
you know.
Too, when he doesn't get a break and everyone else does.
Yeah, he just complains about it every year and doesn't do anything about it.
No, and I point out to him that he does get a full sort of 24-week break over the summer.
That's right.
Which you also get fat. So why do you get a break? You should actually keep going.
Do you reckon I could?
No.
My mental not capacity?
Not the way you were going at the back end of...
tell you what, I've come back bright.
Oh, sharp.
Sparkly.
Hey, small. Matty, just get that recorded.
Anyway, Damien, great to see you.
Now, there's a bit going on.
Let's
talk about a little bit of this. Buddy Franklin, start with the biggest names.
Yeah, well, John Longway today has actually put the indefinite word next to his name now. Now, we know he's had hamstring problems all season. He's twice already been extensively sidelined. And this second of those two time frames, Bill, now has him unknown. Now, there's six games remaining. We know that his next game, two more games will be his 300th.
No, his next game.
His next game is his 300th. That's the lure to come back. But look, there has to be some doubt now. Now,
the
information we're hearing is not absolutely season done, but the fact that they've pushed it back yet again. And obviously the race to try and get back, only six games remaining. It's an unknown. So Jared McVay's also done his calf again too, and he now may have played his last game
of AFL.
Jared McVay. Yeah, did the calf in a kneeful game, and given how crucial he has been over the journey, but the body just this past year has let him down.
Yep. All right, Stephen Cornelio, we saw exit that game early yesterday.
Yeah, the way it is, Jim, it's best case scenario because it's not, as far as everyone can tell, a full blown ACL, but best case scenario in what he did in that incident yesterday at the MCG still means it's effectively season ending. Ooh. It's they're yet to officially reveal the diagnosis. They are having meetings as we speak with surgeons and other medical people. But yeah, they're quietly confident that it's not the extreme ACL side of it, but there's PCL possibilities and there's other just damage done that's going to keep him out, Bill. So it's it's another bad one.
Darcy Moore and Scott Pendlebury.
Yeah, Pendlebury. Look, until he knows himself when he speaks to his own surgeon, he won't know exactly what's going on. You'd think he's going to miss some matches, Bill, but again, he's such a warrior that it might improve rapidly. So the surgery's been performed. More's the worry because of the history with soft tissue that dogged him throughout the entirety of 2018, forced him to miss a grand final and all the year effectively, or most of it. When he has that word against his name, you've got to be careful, don't you?
It's at least 6 weeks, you'd think.
Well, even if it's a minor one, Bill, it would have to be four and five. Yeah, I would think. And then you add one to two just because it's him. And the other one that's, West Coast is yet.
I'm hearing something here, Damien.
What are you hearing, Bill?
I've heard that Nick Nat, and it's not his knee,
yeah,
has had scans.
Right.
On something a bit lower than the knee.
I think your mail's pretty good, Bill. Ankle problem off what happened against Collingwood on Friday night. Ooh. And they're just being very cagey about this, the Eagles, to a point where they're deliberately not answering questions that are being put directly to them. Again, not sitting here saying there's serious problems, but obviously when you've got a man who has missed a year of football for the second time in 3 years and has had three games back, now got a separate problem out of a game, there's obviously a worrying time attached to what happens with him next.
That is big. Now, I want to ask you about some coaches.
Yep.
Because I read today with interest that Mark Robinson is saying that Reece Shaw will coach North Melbourne now. It's going to be done and dusted in the next 2 weeks. Having said that, he did say that John Longmire would coach North Melbourne, and then we see Horse signing up there in Sydney. But he is saying in today's paper that the search for North Melbourne's next coach is over. Shaw, 37, will be announced as a full-time coach in the coming weeks. Quote, unquote.
He's certainly the favourite for it now, Bill, isn't he, given what happened with rejections from Adam Simpson, from Alistair Clarkson, and then, as of last week, John Longmire. He's clearly a $1.05 favourite. It's his to lose the way it's all unfolding. And the time frame may well now be brought into the 2019 season for that duration.
Are you hearing that, Jim?
I don't know.
The process.
You don't know.
And well, I told Damo this quietly, that I deliberately remove myself from these discussions because I don't want Ben to Buckley know. To be compromised, and I don't want to lie to you guys. But it looks like he's doing a bloody good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's just that I still get back to when they moved on Brad Scott after, it was affected after round 11, he wasn't in the running for the job then. So so now 6 games later, he's gone from not being considered to being the standout candidate.
Well, maybe. Let me ask you this, Purple. I'll couch it this way. If you, the word rejection, I think, is a bit strong for Simpson and Clarkson. I think they would more likely be phone calls to say, have you got any interest in talking to us? Mm. And my feeling would be they both said no. Oh, no, Adam Simpson's very comfortable in Perth. And Clarko, because we discussed this on the Rub, wants to honour the agreements he's got with the players he's brought over.
Yeah, and other coaches.
So, they're definitely, by the look of it, was a very strong offer to John Longmire, which I'm guessing he had a good look at. I reckon with those, having gone through that, and I absolutely endorse them doing that, because I think you got to do that. Mm. You've got to go to best practice first, maybe they're having a look around and going, well, there's not a lot around. Mm. Maybe.
Yeah, and Carlton may well be experiencing the same situation.
It might be that Brad Scott, the person who exited North Melbourne, might be the best candidate available. Mm. He's obviously not going to coach
North. What you heard on the weekend over the Perth way?
Well, Perth is I couch this with you, Damo. Perth is a very rumour-based joint when in footy, isn't it?
Yep.
But I was up in Broome and in Perth for a while, lots of people were trying to tell me that Ross Lyon was not going to stay at the Fremantle Football Club. And I kept saying he's consistently said he is he's contracted, so I don't see it.
Yeah.
But it was an avalanche of people trying to go the other way.
Yeah, it's doing the rounds. He's contracted for 2020. I see him being there for 2020. I do not see a contract extension being put to him. So he's going to go into that year without the knowledge of any deal beyond that. But look, they've lost 4 in a row now, and we'll touch on them when we get to the negatives of this Monday segment in a few moments' time, Bill. But, there's enough noise to just know that it's not a happy place.
All right, there's one other coach I know you want to talk about, Bill, so we'll do that next, as well as what we liked and didn't like out of this round.
For Coats Hire, Damien Barrett's in the studio.
Now, we had one more coaching question you had, Purple, Willis for
yes,
Purple.
Yes, I did. John Worsfold, who, again, 5 or 6 weeks ago was gone, virtually out the door, but they've won 5 out of the last 6, Damo. Yeah. They've beaten the Giants, Sydney and North, and looks like he stays on.
Yeah, it does, Bill, and we'll swing into the positives now with using Worsfold as the hook here. So they were 4-6 after 10 rounds, and now they're 9-7, and they've just got it back together, haven't they? I really like what they did a couple of Thursdays ago against GWS. It was a game they just had to win and did, and then what they did against North Melbourne on the weekend, again, was what they had to do. We're going to know, aren't we, on Friday night. Adelaide. And we will know if their credentials are going to be worthy, because that's a game that they're not going to be able to be lethargic in. They're going to need to hit the ground running in it. And
we don't know about Adelaide, though, do we?
No, we don't.
Honestly, they were horrible in the showdown. They beat the Suns, who are abysmal.
Yep.
So there's a challenge there for
them. If you don't know about Adelaide, what about their Port Adelaide?
I know. Well, we will get to the negatives in a minute.
Hey, Dylan Clark.
Yes.
The tagger.
It's been good.
And he played on Cunnington, who is a star, and he is their Geiger counter, isn't he, there at North Melbourne? He is, which means their barometer. Yeah, and he kept him to 15 touches, which is a bloody good effort.
It's a really good effort, and he's been crucial, hasn't he, to this good patch of form since he's come into it and played that negating role, which went against the way John Worsfold was appearing to coach Essendon, but it's just hardened them up a bit, hasn't it? Mm. Given them a bit of a spine in that midfield. The best story out of the weekend, though, was the same one as it was the previous week, the Brisbane Lions, Bill. In the consecutive Sunday twilight fixtures, they've travelled and they've beaten good teams. GWS last week, Port Adelaide yesterday, and did it in such a dominant way that the game was effectively over by time on of the first quarter.
How good was that early? Because Port got it wrong with their tagging of Lockie Neal. They did, terribly wrong. And their coach too probably started that.
They forgot about the game itself, didn't they?
They
were so focused on shutting down Lockie Neal, who whose numbers weren't as good as they had been, yet he still played a crucial role. He got a lot of clearances, Jim. Got a fair bit of it.
And what about Cam Sutcliffe? Yeah. Picked to play on him. First game for Port in his wedding party. They had breakfast this morning, by the way, Lachie Neale and Cam Sutcliffe. Mm. That would have been interesting.
And just went him. Yeah, ended he up. Did. Bruised, battered, poked, prodded. Yeah,
but they're good to watch, Brisbane, aren't
they? Yeah, they are. They are. And Cameron's been so crucial, hasn't he? We noticed last year when he missed the second half of the year with a serious injury that they just didn't have that little spark up forward. They've now got him back into it. Jared Lyons is a really interesting story, yes. Isn't he? The Gold Coast Suns just didn't want him. Mm-hmm. They just cleared him out even outside the trade period. They had to use a special AFL rule which allowed them to clear him out. And he's, by all reports, going to figure quite prominently in a best and fairest count of a team that currently sits third on the ladder.
Purple.
Yeah.
I have told you about the Brisbane Lions.
You have, Jim.
I pointed out the fact that in their first 13 weeks, they only played four teams that appeared in the top eight last year.
Just go with them, Jim.
Do you want me to run you through their next 4 weeks?
Yeah. Gabba, 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 Gabba.
North Melbourne, who weren't in the finals last year. Yeah. Hawthorn, who were. Western Bulldogs, Suns. Damo. On any measure, they have been given the greatest draw any club has received in the last 20 years.
Jim, you were awake up to this really early days, weren't you? There's a few people now listening to you because it's being raised. But you've been onto it, I think, since about round six.
Because the AFL need them to succeed. Yep. So they go, well, here you go. You just have that.
They're a good story, though.
I'm
trying to find a spot on the bandwagon.
And, well, they're going to end up with that draw. They're going to end up in the top four. Hard to kick out of the top
four. Jim, they might even finish top two. I mean, if
they could.
They're going to start favourite in those games.
All four of them, they'll start.
And then, Bill, they've got the floating round 23 fixture has them playing, I'm pretty sure it's Richmond.
Yeah, Geelong, Richmond are their last two. So.
Yeah, Geelong in round 22.
Geelong and then, up there.
Yeah, yep. Richmond down here in Melbourne. There's every chance that could be the Friday night game of that particular round. And that could be for the Brisbane Lions to finish second.
Given they're
equal on points.
They
now,
are. They're equal second.
Only 2% points below Collingwood.
So if they finish third, say, Geelong, Brisbane, say it is. Is that in Geelong?
Yep.
If they finish third, they'll be playing second place.
So if they finish fourth, yes, Bill.
Whatever it is, if they're playing Brisbane and Geelong in a final and Geelong are top.
If they finish fourth,
it'd be in Geelong. It'd be in Geelong.
Yep. Do you reckon it's locked away?
Brisbane would. They'd have to play them in Geelong. I don't know. Hey, let me ask you this. For me, the real interest in that round, there was a couple of games. That one, firstly, and a great win to Brisbane. I'm being mischievous about the draw, but they played bloody well. Yes. But Richmond GWS was the other game I really focused hard on because these are two sides that reckon they're going to be there when the whips are cracking.
Yep.
And the Tigers were fantastic.
Yeah, they were. And similarly to what the Lions did against Port, Richmond set up that win in the very first 25 minutes. And look, GWS hung in there. They had to deal with the unavailability of Canelio, obviously, and Kelly, who was already missing. But, yeah, I'm with you. They're back, aren't they? They got Revold, another game into Revold or a game into Revold. Yep. You can see that's going to work. Nankervis is not far away, so it's positive coming. And so, they've just hung in there to the point where they've finished the round in fifth spot, as Bill said, just one game away from second spot with positivity abounding.
And every game at the G.
Every single
from
one.
From now on in. Six games at the G.
We touched on Collingwood and we need to just go back to Friday night as we do amongst the positives to go over to Perth and win the way they did with Moore going down and Pendlebury, who was clearly affected by that hand. But it's just put them back on track to go back to what they did last year. And they led it too because their previous 2 weeks had been losses and the one before that was an ugly win, but a win albeit, but an ugly one. So they needed to get back on the win.
And the Western Bulldogs, we must acknowledge, four of the last five they've won and they have the Saints this week. So they've got a nice little opening.
Yeah, and then beyond that, they've got another very winnable game as well. So there's no margin for error with how they have left themselves, but they like being in that zone, don't they?
Fremantle at Marvel is that
after
game.
After that, yeah.
And Josh Dunkley, what about his game?
It's extraordinary transformation.
39 disposals, 25 contested, Jim.
Yep.
15 tackles, 2 goals.
9 clearances.
Triple-double.
What did he say to his brother on the mark? And then what did his brother say later on when he was shooting?
Did you lip read?
I couldn't work it out.
Wasn't like the Vosses at the time when he said, my dad sleeps with your mum.
Yeah, don't know, Bill. I just would like to know what he actually said. Hey, let's get to a break. We'll look at the negatives, the ones who aren't as good after this.
Trying to work that out, they were brothers.
So, Purple, what else are we doing here? We've got the teams that weren't as good. Didn't enjoy as much.
No, Fremantle's got a real problem. They were at 7-5, and I thought tracking quite nicely. But 7-5 have become 7-9. They cannot score. They are dreadful and woeful to watch.
Our man, Kane Corns, on the Sunday Footy Show, another nice day yesterday, he said they are the second worst team in the competition.
He did, didn't
behind
he?
Gold Coast, obviously.
Look, you could almost mount that case now, right? Yeah, now, even though there's people or teams below them on the ladder, including one that I think has been almost forgotten the way we analyse Jim and Bill, Melbourne Footy Club. We might get to them in a moment, but yeah, they've got serious problems. We touched on it before about Ross Lyon's tenure. I'm convinced he goes into next year because of the big money that's attached to that deal, and as we now know with this new soft cap, you can't just take the person out without acknowledging and having to record the money in your book. So I think they'd be silly to take him out and then absorb that money without actually getting anything out of him. But yeah, beyond 2020, I just can't see him.
Well, they've got Sydney this week in Perth, so they just have to win that.
Yeah. And thank God for Nat Fyfe, who we did that game, of course, Jim, and that second quarter where he had 7 disposals, kicked 3 goals, he lit it up, really did, and probably best on ground in a losing side, which doesn't happen a lot. Him, Walters and Bradley Hill, thank God they're playing, but it looks like Bradley will leave.
Yeah, he's now gone public with that desire to explore options there, and it's weird and strange and still unusual when a player does that when he's in contract as he is. We touched on Stephen Cornelio before, and for those who didn't hear it, best case scenario for him in that it's not ACL serious, but it is still going to require him to be sidelined for quite some time and most likely for the remainder of 2019. That will become, or at least be released officially at some stage of today. GWS in general, though, 9-7 is their scoreline now. And
lost
and
4 of their last 5.
Yeah, and just are not going. Cutting it, are they? No. And I actually think there is some doubt now that they missed the finals. Now, I think they fall in, but you couldn't lock them in, could you? They're only a game clear of the ninth place team.
Collingwood this week, who travel well. The thing with them was the first 40 minutes of that game, 35 minutes, they were horrendous. Their pressure was non-existent. And then to their credit, they did dial it in and got themselves back into the game. But that first 35 minutes, Purple, was ugly.
Yeah, when the game was ultimately on the line, won. Yep. Yeah, and look, you're right. They did get it back. They went into halftime just 2 goals and a few points behind and pushed in the third quarter, even into the last quarter. But ultimately, when it had to be won, they weren't there.
Josh Kelly's out too, isn't he?
Yeah, he was out already.
No, he's been out for a while. And now Coniglio.
Yeah.
Yep. St Kilda, 4 in a row now.
Yeah.
They're okay, Jim.
They were good, but it's while we keep saying that in isolation, Alan Richardson has had a pretty solid year as a coach, it's a situation you can't simply look at in isolation. It is the sixth year of his time at the St Kilda Footy Club. They're now not officially going to be making finals, and as such, in some respects, the good performance that they put up against Geelong was indicative and in keeping with what he's done for 6 years. It's good, but it's ultimately over 6 years, not good enough. And you feel sorry for him because arguably he's coached as well as he's coached at any stage of his 6 years at the club this year, but you just cannot go into a seventh season with Alan Richardson without having made finals in any of the previous six. And
so that means no Alan Richardson next year. Done.
Yeah, he won't be there next year.
He won't be there.
No, and it's been shaping that way for some time now, and that will be done. And it gets us then to the bottom-placed club, Gold Coast. They're not a club that gets a lot of publicity down here, and when it is publicity, it is bad publicity, and rightly so. Consecutive 90-plus point losses.
That was a shambles.
Against the Crows, and that came after, a 90-point-plus loss against Richmond the previous week. 12 losses in a row.
At home, too.
Yep.
I mean, you lose badly, but that's a home game where you're getting beaten by 100 points or as good as, and we're just non-competitive.
No. Priority pick.
Yeah, well, that's the issue, and you can imagine the rest of the competition pushing back big time on that, and I can't see them getting the priority pick in terms of it coming before their pick in the draft. I mean, they're going to finish last, so what they're after is picks 1 and 2, live picks.
And in this particular draft, 1 and 2 are head and shoulders, aren't they? Better than 3,
seems
4,
to be, doesn't it? Yeah,
a
couple of really good ones. Yes. Yeah.
Hey,
yes.
Tell us the Melbourne Footy Club as well. I don't really understand what they're doing, Purple, to be honest. I watched a fair bit of that game. They were very competitive, and it was an entertaining game with Dogs got home in the end, but I don't get what they're doing. If you're not going to make the finals, and they're clearly not, then, you know, what's Jordan Lewis doing playing on the ball, for instance?
Right.
You know, like, why wouldn't you be throwing people in there to find out if they're good enough to cut it in there?
They've got some young kids there.
You know, it doesn't make sense to me that. I mean, I'm not saying you don't play Geordie full stop, but not in the heat.
Yeah.
Throw people into the heat who you can find out. Has he got what it takes to be a contested ball centre square operator? I don't get it.
We've only got the 5 wins, and maybe it was just a matter of trying to use those older players to get a couple more wins, because it's been a failure. It's been an embarrassing
failure.
To come off the preliminary final of last year, to then have bookmakers have your favourite at some stage of the preseason, and then to just completely fall away and get worse as the year's gone on. At no stage have they arrested the slump. And there's a scenario, if you have a look at the matchups for this particular week, Bill, where they could quite conceivably finish round 18 in second last spot.
Well, they play West Coast.
The Eagles. Yeah. Game in the centre of Australia. They have a decent record there. I'm a fan of Jordan Lewis. I don't want him listening thinking I'm putting SH1T on him. It's just where on the ground they're playing him doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
That's a place where you should be fine. Out what you got coming up. Carlton, we did not acknowledge that was a very nice performance from them too.
Well done, David Teague.
Yeah, he's hanging there really nicely, isn't he? And did what the Swans have done to so many clubs over the years, and win the contested ball and won it in heart. And they had the benefit of not having a ruckman to contend with.
Do you reckon he's just got older the last couple of weeks? Looks older?
I guess he doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
I reckon it does already. He's only been in the, coaching job for...
Five weeks now.
The bus purple. Are we sending it? Is it going anywhere?
Yeah, it's going to go interstate. We've still got that one on the blocks at Carlton. We just need to see what they're going to do with their coach. But that's been there for 3 years, as you know, so we can't move it anymore. We're going to go up the highway. Go and stop initially at GWS just to see what's going on there with injuries and the 9-7 scoreline, and can they rectify this season? And then we're going to keep going north up to the Gold Coast, Bill.
Oh.
Oh, it's a fair income depot up there.
Yeah.
Not just one bus. No. That's a whole depot. Seriously.
Yeah.
Shambolic, that joint.
It's a worry.
And old Tone Cochran with the purple pants. Yeah. Instead of the bushlarking, let's just internalise and work out what the hell's going wrong at that place, because it is embarrassing.
You think it's his fault, don't you, Jim?
Well, I just don't like bull artists.
Yeah.
You know, just strip the bull and actually stick to what you should be doing, which is fixing your joint.
Just the artist bit.
Oh, come on. Now, all right, great to see you, Pip.
Likewise, Jim. Good to have you both back.
No, nice to be back. We'll see you Wednesday for the midweek rub.
See you then.
That was Damo's recovery session for Co Tyre. Call 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.